This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. As Vermont continues to outperform most other states in controlling the COVID-19 pandemic, Governor Phil Scott has tried to limit outsiders' access to Vermont. He's required people arriving in the state to quarantine themselves for 14 days. And last week, he flatly urged out-of-staters to stay away for now. But as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, some second homeowners say those policies, even if they're rooted in sound science, are fostering fear and encouraging racist attacks.
A few days before Mother's Day, Chris Brown was driving around the Upper Valley with his son, looking for a nice gift for Mom. Brown is from New York City. He's a professor at Columbia University, and with school out, he and his family have been waiting out the pandemic at their second home in Hartford. On his drive that day, he was flagged down by a guy who appeared upset about his New York license plate.
So I kind of roll down the window, and he just starts yelling at me, saying, "You don't belong here. You know, we can't have people like you here." You know, I mean, he said, you know, "The governor was very clear. We don't want any of your kind here."
Brown is African American, and he said the encounter felt racially charged. And he said because Governor Scott has been sending out the message that outsiders are not welcome here, his New York license plate gave this guy a good excuse to stop the car and unload on him.
There has not been enough attention to how what people are hearing with these messages. It's one thing to say if you come to the state quarantine, which makes a lot of sense. It's something else to say we don't want people coming here.
Brown says Scott has been making tough decisions under tough circumstances. And Brown is following the rules by sticking around the house and wearing his mask whenever he leaves. But Brown says that as long as the message is going out that those from out of state need to stay away, people who are bigoted and racist will see it as a way to spread hate.
We don't need people in the state turning on each other. We don't need people across state lines turning on each other. We've got enough to deal with this thing.
Governor Scott called Brown to apologize for the incident, and at his press conference Wednesday, the governor addressed the incident publicly. The governor said that every time he talks about asking visitors not to come to Vermont, he stresses the importance of not turning that directive into an excuse for an us versus them scenario.
Here's the bottom line. This virus cannot be used as an excuse for hate, bigotry, or division of any type for any reason. This virus knows no border, and it doesn't discriminate. We're all in this together, and human decency will get us through this challenging time. Let's remember, our common enemy is the virus, not each other. And we should use every ounce of energy to defeat it.
But Brown is not the only second homeowner who's had to deal with the fallout from the push to limit out-of-staters. Jennifer Bonomo and her family live in New Jersey, and they closed on their second home in Weston about a year ago. Bonomo was born in Korea. She was adopted by an American family when she was two and grew up in Western Pennsylvania, where she says she was one of the very few non-white kids in town. So she's used to the stares and feeling like an outsider. But before the pandemic, Bonomo says she never encountered outright racism or hostility from anyone in Vermont. And so she and her husband, who is white, were surprised and upset to come out of the store recently and find a sticker on her car that said, "Locals only."
You know that feeling where you get in your gut, that uncomfortable feeling? That's how racism feels like. Because I grew up with it, and I know. So to me, the impact wasn't as great to me, because I'm used to it, than to him. It hurt him to the core.
There's a lot of anti-Asian sentiment right now, after China was the early epicenter of the pandemic. And so Bonomo's not sure if it's her race or her New Jersey license plate that encouraged someone to slap the sticker on her car. She said when authorities are counting out-of-state license plates at the border, and the governor is asking people to stay away from Vermont, it spreads fear.
Governor Scott had mentioned that there are some cases of outsiders that brought in the virus there. And then I heard stories of police stopping people, asking them where they're going, what are they doing. And so it kind of gave us that, I don't know, that terrified moment where, oh crap, are we going to be sequestered to our home in New Jersey? Are we going to be sent back? Or what's the deal here?
Scott will continue to have to walk a fine line between keeping people safe and relaying a clear message about how out-of-state visitors fit into that plan. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.